Once a month on Bravo Brazos Valley, by golly, you're going to get some history. And who better to do it than Fran Lamb? It's Heritage Highlights, and here's Fran.
Years ago, Bryan's Commercial Club served as a quasi-chamber of commerce organization. One of its primary purposes was to publicize in local newspapers and elsewhere special events promoting commerce in downtown Bryan. One such event was scheduled for May 21st and 22nd of 1912. The newspaper headline read, "Two Great Trade Days," and outlined the attractions of the scheduled program. The Commercial Club offered $70 in premiums, one to the person who bought the most merchandise, and two to the person who traveled the greatest distance to attend. Another one of the attractions was an aviation meet sponsored by the Elks Lodge. The Elks Club had contracted with the Moisant International Aviation Company to stage the exhibition. A brochure of the 1911-1912 Moisant Aviation School featured an airplane on its cover, possibly one of the ones that appeared in the Bryan meet, and the same plane flown by French-trained aviator John Moisant. Of special interest is the aviation career of pioneer flyer and sister to John Moisant, Matilda Moisant, only the second woman in the United States to receive a pilot's license. Sadly, Matilda stopped flying on April 14th of 1912 in Wichita Falls, Texas, when her plane crashed 1 month prior to the Bryan show. Incidentally, it was the same day as the sinking of the Titanic. Aviators of the day were a hardy lot, eagerly taking to the air to enjoy the thrills amongst the clouds. Those flyers didn't consider themselves pioneers, but were merely jumping on the bandwagon of adventure, hoping to make a living by exhibiting the wonders of flight to those who were also taken in by the novelty of flying. At the Bryan meet, May 21st and 22nd of 1912, visitors were guaranteed to be allowed to see the planes up close, learn about their inner workings, and view actual flying techniques. Promotional brochures promised that one of the planes was to fly 600 feet up in the air and make a series of four loops to wow the crowd. The Elks Club offered to return the price of admission to anyone whose anticipations were not met. And the rest is history. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights. For information about Heritage Highlights or to listen to previous episodes, visit our new website at heritagehighlights.org.
Thank you, Fran Lamb. Always good history. And thank you to KAMU Radio for the loan. I'm Tom Turbeville. For Coldwell Banker Ag Realtors, this is Bravo Brazos Valley.